You can bet the political cartoonists around the world will be listening intently to the president's speech tonight. Cartoonists reflect life around them, and in the process have been known to offend. Think the Muhammad cartoons. Well, now we have the case of a Palestinian cartoonist from Gaza. First, he was invited to a training session in the United States. Then, he was disinvited. The World's Carol Hills explains.
Majed Badra should be in the United States right now. Almost a year ago, the political cartoonist from Gaza was invited by the State Department to be part of an international visitor program for political cartoonists from the Middle East and South Asia. It was a great opportunity. Badra would get to visit the United States for the first time. He'd spend time with American cartoonists, find out how they learned their craft, look at the issue of humor and art in activism, and take on the thorny subject of press freedom. Then on June 10th, with visa approved and plane ticket in hand, Badra got a phone call. It was the U.S. Consul's office in Jerusalem saying his visa had been rescinded and the trip was off. The reason, the consul said, some of Badra's cartoons were anti-Semitic. Badra was crushed and says the cartoons were misinterpreted.
I am not anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish. I respect all religions. I just wanted to express that I am against Israeli occupation and against the extremist settlers.
Badra is young, only 26. He's spent his whole life in Gaza, and his cartoons reflect that. Most are not anti-Semitic. They're about the hard truths of living with Israeli occupation, having his movements and lifestyle restricted by the Israeli army, and suffering through a war with Israel in 2008 and 2009. But several of his cartoons do touch a raw nerve. One shows what appears to be a religious Jew with fangs, wearing a yarmulke with a Nazi symbol. Another shows former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert in front of an Israeli flag. The Star of David has been replaced with a Nazi symbol, and the figure of Olmert sports a Hitler mustache.
You have the right, as a cartoonist, to make mistakes in your cartoons. But I think these are very bad mistakes.
Michel Kishka is an Israeli political cartoonist. He's read Majed Badra's explanations for the cartoons, but he's not sure Badra really gets it.
He has to be very aware of what he did. He has to understand what the Holocaust was and what the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is. And when he will understand this, it will be a time we can talk together.
Badra says he never meant to criticize the Jewish people, just the Israeli occupation. But he now knows that some of his images offended Jews, so he doesn't use them anymore. But he's puzzled why his invitation to the United States was rescinded if the point of the State Department visit is to open up the minds of the visiting cartoonists.
The program will discuss the freedom of speech and the freedom of press in the United States. I don't know where is the freedom that they are going to discuss. They prevent me to travel to USA and participate in this program because I say my opinion and give the world the truth of our life.
Uri Fink is an Israeli cartoonist and comic strip artist. He's deeply involved in getting Palestinian and Israeli cartoonists together to meet and talk. He doesn't quite buy Badra's freedom of speech argument.
I think he has the right. Draw anti-Semitic cartoons, you know. Knock yourself out. You know, what do I care? I have the right to be offended. I mean, I don't see any hordes of Jews running in the street burning the Palestinian embassy because of these cartoons, you know. These are the case of bad cartoonists. It's a bad cartoon. That's the worst about it.
Neither Uri Fink nor Michel Kishka are willing to comment on whether Badra's invitation to the U.S. should have been rescinded. Both believe Badra is young for a cartoonist and that he needs guidance and exposure to the outside world, especially other cartoonists, to really flourish. Kishka says, for example, that his cartoons about the Arab-Israeli issue are informed by his friendships with Palestinians.
And I take them into consideration. And I think that I hope that they will understand and react in a positive way to what I'm doing and understand that I do what I do because I also suffer, not only them. I also suffer of the situation.
Majed Badra has taken down the offending cartoons from his website, and the U.S. State Department says this incident doesn't prevent him from participating in future exchange programs. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.
You can see some of Majed Badra's cartoons at theworld.org and check out Carol Hill's weekly Global Political Cartoon Slideshow. You can also find links to her updates on Facebook and Twitter at theworld.org.